Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's good, ladies and gentlemen? So this is your boy DJ VG. Thank you for all new callers and all callers that's repeated for calling in and, you know, rocking out with your boy here. What's going on, Chicago, Rock Town? So today's theme seems pretty nice. So pretty much we got a nice, pretty dope interview for you guys here today. Just trying to get some things realigned here real quick. All right. There we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So today we do have my boy Lone Wolf, the DJ from QLN Entertainment, stopping by at the top of the hour here. But one thing I most definitely want to go ahead and do is hop into a new track that's from my upcoming EP here. So this one's called OVO by yours truly, DJ Avicii. So we're going to go ahead and hop into this track. Then we'll be right back with you. And hopefully we got, you know, my boy DJ Lone Wolf on the line here. So just one sec. We'll be right back here with you guys.
Thank you.
Jamarcus, you back live.
All right, let me see what's going on here for you. All right, so let me go ahead and check back in with it real quick, ladies and gentlemen. Just one moment here. We're going to hop right back into one more quick track. It just seemed like a few things. We're still trying to get in order real quick. So this one right here is most definitely one of my favorites. It's from one of my very, very good friends of mine, Mr. Murph Murph, Winner's Mentality. So we're going to go ahead and hop back into that real quick, and then we'll be right back here with you. Thank you so much for being so patient today, guys.
What you talk about? Niggas was born getting this motherfucking money. Niggas was born hustling.
Introducing the Ferrari.
Working like a slave, I need my pay. Fuck you, me. Every day, 22 ways. Fuck you, me. Get it going if you're coming, hey, hey. I'm maxing out and running all day. Yeah.
Working like a slave, I need my pay. Fuck you, me. Every day, 22 ways. Fuck you, me.
Flow is so specific. She can get deeper than the Pacific. I take my time and come out explicit. Look, now I'm busting like an AK. Murph, Murph, don't play. Somebody call Mayday. Hit you from the back. No, you leaking, no speaking, not at all. That's Ray J. Kim K. Niggas was on the block thinking they hot. Really, they are some hoes. Cause when the guns got the busting, Lord bless the person that got yours. I suppose, rest in peace, J. Kid, my brother for life. We were supposed to do it big. Now I gotta live you through my life. No, we all gotta go one day. Till then, I'm focused on the payday. I want a whole cake, put it in the oven for an hour, then cook it. Hey, wait. Bitch, I'm stacking all this motherfucking money to the point that they can't take nothing from me. Been I told you bitches I was fucking hungry since way back.
Working
way back.
Like a slave, I need my pay. Fuck you, me. Every day, 22 ways. Fuck you, me.
Get it going if you're coming, hey, hey. I'm maxing out and running all day.
Slave, I need my pay. Fuck you, me. Every day, 22 ways. Fuck you, me.
Get it going if you're coming, hey. I'm maxing out and running all day.
Man, I had a dream that I was living lavish to get to the cream and invest all the salad. I'm hustling, tussling till I got callus all over my feet, but I gotta keep balance. Now you there looking like, how did I do it? If you can see the shit that I go through, and I drown in Hennessy listening to music. I got all this power, but I can't abuse it. It ain't safe outside. Gotta go, gotta go. I cannot give up now, I cannot let you down, no. It's been a part of my life for too long, you don't even know. Just play this shit while the sky is falling. Working like slaves to the early morn. I cannot give up now, no, I cannot let you down, no. It's been a part of my life for too long, you don't know.
Working like a slave, I need my pay. Fuck you, me. Every day, 22 ways. Fuck you, me.
Get it going if you're coming, hey, hey. I'm maxing out and running all day, hey.
Working like a slave, I need my pay. Fuck you, me. Every day, 22 ways. Fuck you, me.
Get it going if you're coming, hey, hey. I'm maxing out and running all day, hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, that was one of my favorite tracks from my boy Murph. Murph is, we actually had him on a show not too long ago. That was Winner's Mentality. So most definitely, if you haven't, go on SoundCloud right now. Check out that Hungry by Murph. Murph is. That's most definitely my boy coming straight out the Rocktown 815. Shout out to my city, man. Shout out to Chicago as well. So most definitely, seems like we got everything here right for you guys, so we're all good to go. So we most definitely got, once again, my boy DJ Lone Wolf coming straight from QLN Entertainment today. Most definitely, how you feeling today, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
What's going on?
Hold on, let me take off these headphones. I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
be working out pretty good today. Pretty good today. Thanks so much for asking. Just finally got the first sunny day in Rockford, so you know, pretty good day, man. Pretty good day.
That's good.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and dive on right into it now. When they send me over the information and everything, you know, DJ Lone Wolf is just something that most people don't hear. That's something that most people don't really think about. Like, you know, where did you get the name from?
Actually, it's courtesy of a friend of mine, okay? Like, the lone portion is because I actually love making music by myself. Like, don't get me wrong, if I were to perform, I'd perform with a crowd and all that shit. That ain't a problem. But when I'm, like, creating remixes and shit like that, no, I gotta be by myself because that's when I zone the fuck out and really get to my element and make the right kind of music that I want to make. And The Wolf is mainly because I fucking love Wolf. And if a nigga try to fuck with me on my crew, well, that's his fucking neck.
Hell yeah, fuck them, shut up. They run in packs and they run strong.
Yes, sir. QLN's my pack, so I run that shit. Well, co-run that shit, but yes.
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, nice backstory. Most people, you know, try to come up with something like, yeah, you know, I got it from my favorite rapper and tried to twist it around, or, you know, it was a favorite lyric from something. Yours actually got meaning, you know, and background to it. So I most definitely like the sound of that, man. DJ Lone motherfucking Wolf. That's what I like.
This, you actually forgot one portion of the name, this HD. To it is DJ Lone Wolf HD. HD is actually because somebody took the name DJ Lone Wolf, so I added HD because I go harder than them other punk niggas in the fucking rap game, you know.
Oh,
and
man,
it goes alongside the wolf. If a nigga tries to fuck with me on my pack, well, that's his fucking neck and probably his family. It might be fucking his bitch that night too, but yeah, that's just me.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Most definitely on that, man. I got to agree with you 100%. So, I mean, how did you, you know, get hooked up with QLN Entertainment and all that?
Surprisingly? Okay. So, I was trying out for the military, and that shit didn't work out. Right after I got out of the military, my boy Quantro, who also knows as Clown, he came up to me with the label. It was just starting out. It was known as Con Records. Okay, and at the time, to me, it was like it didn't feel right to me. Now, I'm the kind of artist that if I were to join anybody, I need control over what I'm doing with my music. You will not mess with my music, okay? And, like,
right.
With him, that's the first thing I told him. Like, if you don't mean to join your crew, one thing you gotta know off the bat, you're not touching my music. You gotta have freedom to do whatever I please. And with Quantrell, he was like, have at it. Literally, he was like, have at it. Be my guest. And, like, after I met Jonathan, also known J.A. Styles, and, like, other members that were in the group but left later on, there was, like, an individual named D-Money, a woman rapper named Callie, that later on down the line, an artist named Kenzie that we have, and then Q9CR that you interviewed two weeks ago. One thing I noticed is that we all have the freedom to do our own thing, but we're all a team we're all a team collectively, and I like that. That's one thing that Quantrill showed me. We may not be much like Sony Music, shit like that, but we're still a team. Okay, we're not the best. We ain't the best team. Don't get me wrong. We still got our faults. We still do to this day, but we're still a team. That's the first thing I saw, and I love that. For an artist who was starting out. Fresh into all of this shit. It was like I needed somebody who openly meant like we ain't perfect, we ain't the best, but we'll help you build your base. We'll help you get to that point.
Right.
You scratch our back, you scratch yours. And like it was like no like written contract shit like that. It was like a verbal. You want to join that group? And I said yes. And that was history from then on out.
Hell yeah. No wrong with that, man. So, I mean, you know, out of, you know, being with them so far, what would you say, you know, your most proudest project was?
Okay. The proudest project is actually a two-part project. Both came out. It's called Alpha. Okay. There's a part one and a part two because the entire project together is like 6 hours long.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I had to mix that shit. I know. And then like two different versions of the entire project. Believe me, I know.
Damn.
This project that I made with some, it was something that when I first started it, it was at a point in my life where shit was really bad. Really, really bad. And, like, music was my only outlet. Like, the only thing I had. So I put all my anger, my frustration into my music. Now, I'm not a rapper. I'm not a producer. I'm not nothing like that. All I had, honestly, were my turntables. And that's what I used, my turntables. Like, I literally made remixes with my turntables. I took different people's vocals and did what I can do with just the turntables. I did everything on those projects on just turntables, literally.
Oh, man, my boy got the skills for real.
Shit. And, like, Alpha Part 1 is, like, think of it as yin and yang, okay? Mm-hmm. Alpha Part 1 was the yang portion of it. I kind of had it mixed up a little bit when I did it. But Alpha Part 1 was the yang portion. It was mainly darker than other shit that I made.
Yeah.
Because it was like a much darker portion of my life. And that was when I really started laying my anger out and stuff like that into the music. And most of the music that was in the project showed it. Not music from different artists from QLN, more mainstream artists. Like, I had a selection of music that was darker than other choices. It was like no metal, nothing like that, which I do respect metal, nothing like that. It was still hip hop. There was Caribbean music. There was reggae. There was pop. There was country. Some the fuck out. Well, I pull country in there.
Wow, that's crazy. Wow.
Well, somebody.
Sorry, guys.
Like country. Like there was country. There was. My selection was more towards hip-hop, but had, like, different flavors into it that mix well with hip-hop.
Right.
And, like, the darker half, that was a yang portion of it. Like, there was still glimpses of hope in the project, but just here and there. Then you go into Alpha Part 2, okay, that just came out earlier this year, okay? That was the yin of the project. That's when shit got really light, okay? So because of such, does my selection of music were, yes, the same genres, but much lighter, like much more happier. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's still sort of struggles that I dealt with, but it was on a much lighter tone. And the music that I chose were on a much lighter tone. And for me, I'm not the kind of person that'll say, oh, I'll just make like an hour long album or mixtape. Well, as you can see, I did like six of those. And, like, one mixtape and split that sucker in half, and it was still wonk as fuck. And, like, Alpha Part 2, I literally started the project, didn't complete it because of life. I actually became homeless. And then I finished a project while homeless on my phone.
Wow.
I actually DJed most of the project on my phone. I had a Samsung Galaxy Note 4 given to me by a close friend of mine. And I literally completed the rest of the project, scratching all that stuff on the phone itself.
So you
and released it on my phone too.
Damn, you had to grind for real.
Yeah, I had to literally find time, find a place, literally do everything while dealing with where am I going to eat later on today? Where am I going to sleep later on that night? I still need to look for a job. Or if I have had a job at the time, I need to keep the job. How am I going to get to work and back? How am I going to spend in time to help make this track? I still need to contact this artist to get him to do this beat for me, to send it to me so I could do this. Yeah, I fit that into my life while homeless.
Man, look,
still completed it and still dropped it.
Still drop that motherfucker. That's much respect, man. Much respect.
Yeah. Like, when it comes to me making music, when I want to make it, I'm going to make it, okay? When shit was going on in my life, when Alpha Part 2 was stopped and everything, I was on a hiatus with QLN, and a lot of shit was going on in my life. I actually tried to release it on my own, like a much smaller version, but Quantro and Jonathan literally called me and was like, if you don't take that shit down and get your ass back in here and make it the way it needs to be made, like, because they know if I'm going to make something, I'm going to make something. And the version I put out before was bullshit, to be honest. Like, this label literally pushed me to, like, they knew what I had in mind when I made Alpha. And they're not going to let me compromise myself or do any, make any bullshit to make what I wanted to make in the first place. And,
well,
like,
you know,
even in...
You know what, though? That's something I can most definitely say, you know, we most definitely highly respect here at, you know, Fly Life Radio, is the fact that, you know, you can own up to it. You know, you've had some bullshit records, you know, being an artist, you know, starting off, I had bullshit records and things like that. And, you know, when a lot of people come on here or, you know, inbox me or such and such, they'd be like, yeah, you know, I always got this hot music, blah, blah, blah. But it's never like, you know, when you get that music, you're like, you know, this is bullshit. Did anybody ever tell you, or did you, you know, even take time to tell yourself, like, be honest with yourself as, you know, an artist, you know what I mean? Putting together, you know, a masterpiece. You know, you're always going to have, you know, those failures, and people just decide, you know, they want to go ahead and bypass that, and everything they make is motherfucking hot. So, I mean, I most definitely have to, you know, just cut in real quick and say we do most definitely highly appreciate that here, you know, because you came from the struggle and the grind, and you knew, you know, where you was going and how you wanted it to be. So, I mean, just making sure that you understood yourself and, you know, what you were doing and what you were making. I mean, that most definitely push, you know, anybody, especially, you know, in a situation like that. So,
like, I'll admit this shit right now. The very first mixtape I made was called Call Nature Mixes Volume 1. It was actually a promotion mixtape to go alongside a compilation mixtape that the label put out. That was the worst thing I could have made ever. That shit was straight up bullshit. From beginning to fucking end, I don't know what the fuck I was smoking when I made that shit. And then on Carnation itself, there's one track that I tried to remix, keyword try, but failed fucking horribly at.
What's
oh
that?
My fucking God, I don't know what the hell I did. Oh, I made some bullshit. Believe me, I did. I made some real bullshit in my life.
Hell, man, most definitely. But, I mean, they always, you know, step the stones when it comes down to learning, you know, what you're doing in the process you take. If you have, you know, adjust it or, you know, scrap it and just, you know, find yourself a new process. So, I mean, it's all in the motion of, you know, becoming, you know, one of the greatest artists, one of the greatest DJs, you know, producers and shit like that. So, I mean, that's most definitely, you know, well-respected. But, you know, other than the artists on the, you know, on the roster, who else, you know, have you branched out to work with? You know, anybody major indie or, you know, just local, or anybody like that?
Let's see. When I make content outside of QLN, normally my focus will be, like, more mainstream artists because I'm checking my name out there. And don't get me wrong, I'm still learning how to do that. So I'm trying to, like, work with what I know and work on my talent from there and take it from there. So I know, like, when I first started, like, I first started with Caribbean music. So my focus was more on Caribbean, like, mainstream Caribbean artists at that time. Like Bob Marley, Masha Montano, fucking Stephen Marley, like, people like that. As I got more skill, and I got into, like, hip-hop more, I did most of Young Money. I did what else? I did an indie artist called Life Nation, L-Y-F-E Nation. He's based in Virginia Beach as well. I did a former artist of QLN, who is actually based in Detroit. His name is Mr. Maul. I did quite a bit of his music as well. Ironically, since you asked that question, I'm actually currently working on a track for an entertainment group that Blackout Radio is associated with, Pack Up Entertainment.
Yeah.
They have a mixtape coming out, and I actually pay for a slot to do some scratching on that as well. Then we got I got two artists that I worked with recently. Their names are Chemistry. Her name is spelled K-K-I-M Wow, I'm fucking her name. I am so sorry. K-K-I-M-M-E-S-T-R-Y. There we go. I forgot where she's based at. Then another artist who's actually based in Detroit, her name is Mary MoMA. I actually did a remix on a track that they both were on. I worked with artist named Fletch, B Ford. I'm also currently looking into branching out more into like pop and EDM, like Skrillex and people like that.
Yeah. Damn. So it must definitely seem like you got a whole roster, you know, full of, you know, people you've worked with. I mean, but that's a good thing, though. You know what I mean? Because you have those references, you know, if you need to reach back or, you know, if anybody needs to, oh, you know, how good is, you know what I mean? You have that backup. So, I mean, that's most definitely dope that you got that experience and you still came from the grind. You still came from the hustle. So, you know, that's most definitely what's up. But, you know, all in all, you know, the DJing is just, one thing I can say, you know, back, you know, in the 90s, 80s and 90s, you know what I mean? Like, it was something that everybody wanted to do. But, you know, after, you know, the 21st century started coming around and technology started to, you know, really be a big, big thing, you know, what made you say, you know, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I want to become a DJ, you know, I want to stick with the turntables for a while, go ahead and get my skills up and just, you know, instead of just saying, you know, I'm going to go ahead and buy this laptop, go ahead and install this software real quick, you know, and just think I'm a DJ or such and such. You know, what made you, you know, really choose to take this on, you know, full-fledged?
Okay. All right. Let's see. When I was a child, my uncle, who was a DJ, he had turntables, and he was the first one who showed me them. And he allowed me to scratch with them. Like, I was damn sure not good at it, but he allowed me to mess with them. And I love how I can do literally whatever I want to a song with just two discs right in front of me and two needles and basically my imagination. I loved it. They had me hooked from the get-go right then and there. Then later on down in life, when I became adopted, I was living in Virginia. I was working in a flea market with my family, and an African man, I can't say his name for legal reasons, he had to show me that I know. He had to show me turntables, his own turntables, and he, like, literally, like, he taught me how to DJ with the turntables. And I used to go by DJ Tornado at that time, but I didn't put out any content. That was, like, the original name that I had before I did anything at all, DJ Tornado.
Wow, that's one hell of a DJ name.
I know. And, like, literally, the flea market hated yet loved me because, mind you, I'm a child. I do not know how to fucking DJ, and he has some loud-ass speakers. I'm talking those DJ speakers in his store. So when you DJ, everybody hears it. I got cussed out so many times by that shit.
Because hey, get his little ass off the table.
Pretty much, because he basically allowed me to get on him anytime I want. Anytime I want, as long as he's open, obviously. He has no customers. But anytime I want, when I'm free, I can get on him. And, oh, I did. And I pissed some people off. And with his, and all he had was reggae. He had mainly reggae and hip-hop. That's who he had. And he personally told me how to DJ reggae music. Okay? That's the first thing I actually DJ ever was reggae music. Even my uncle showed me how to do that. That was the first genre of music I have ever DJed in my entire life was reggae music. Hence me love doing Caribbean music to this day. That's where I came from. Courtesy of that man who I cannot even say his name, which is some bullshit, but still. But
oh,
the man,
man
that allowed me to piss off a bunch of people in the flea market to let me DJ.
Exactly. You got your started your crowd from there. So, I mean, it most definitely, just, you know, hearing it, I mean, it most definitely shows that you always have that confidence. A lot of people don't have that, you know, they're trying to bypass it or be like, no, maybe another time. But, I mean, it most definitely shows that you have that confidence. So, I mean, that's some dope-ass shit because a lot of people don't have that just starting off. But it seems like you most definitely had that since birth, man.
Yeah, and the thing, the whole laptop thing, I will admit, I did, when I first started, I did that shit. Okay, when I made Crown Mix Design 1, another mixtape called Beta, and Alpha Port 1, I did that on a laptop. I didn't have the money to buy turntables. I couldn't. I didn't have the money to buy any of that equipment, so I used what I had, which was the laptop and, to be honest with you, virtual DJ. I self-taught myself virtual DJ from the bottom up, the professional one. I'm not saying how I got that, but the professional edition of virtual DJ. I self-taught myself. Nobody did. I already knew how to DJ on turntables, but nobody taught me how to use a program on there. And, like, the first content I personally made, like, on a disc was family asked me to make a little mixtape for them for driving, because they were going to drive from Virginia to New York. And I did soca music, if you know what that is.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's the first thing I did. Not just aim soca music. I did power soca, 160 BPM. That's some shit you cannot just mix just on the spot. That's something you have to learn how to use.
Exactly.
And I did that on my first try and did it nicely.
God damn, that's what I'm talking about.
And ironically, when I was joining at the time Clown Records, and who turned to QLN Entertainment, Quantra told me send me a mix. I sent his ass a power soca mix. Cause that's what I knew. I did not know hip hop that well. I knew reggae and I knew soca, but my love for soca was much stronger than reggae. So I sent him what I was at my best at, which was power soca, which for him was new for him because he never heard that before. And like for him, he was like, "Why you send me that?" I told him, "You told me to send my best. That's my best.
Exactly. That's me.
That's me." I grew up in a Caribbean family. That is me. I heard that all my life. That is me. Bass genre, soca, okay? I can do hip-hop. I can do EDM. I can do country. God knows how I pull that one off. I can do fucking pop. But my bass genre that I always go back to is soca. And when I joined his label, that's the first thing I sent was a power soca mix. And when I first started in his label, I literally took their content, their vocals, whatever, and put that on soca beats. And Caribbean beats, then hip hop beats. How the artists hate me for doing that shit.
Yeah. Damn,
but
man.
That's what I was skilled at. Like, they were surprised that how the hell. They'd be literally asking me, like, how in the hell did you put my vocals that was at 60 BPM on this low ass hip hop beat onto a hip soca beat that is that fast of a fucking beat and you made that shit work and sound nice? Normally my answer would be because I fucked your bitch, but besides that, it's not.
Oh man, goddamn. But I mean, like you stated, you know, that's kind of, you know, that's you, you know, that's where you came from. So I mean, they should have most definitely expected it, and if they didn't, you know, that's something they it shows that they most definitely embraced after a while. You know what I mean? Like, even though you still ended up, you know, switching your process of how you do things or what genre of music you want to go ahead and throw into the mix. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It was still, you know, it was still part of you that they accepted. So, I mean, in doing that, it just shows, like, damn, we got somebody who can do, you know, more than just the usual. Because, I mean, after a while, the same shit kind of gets boring and boring and more boring.
It does.
So, I mean, people look for that new shit. You know what I mean? And that's most definitely something I believe that they seen when everything first started out. And it was like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and snatch him out the barrel real quick. We're going to keep him for ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of basically did that shit. Once they kind of realized, oh, I can do that and hip-hop and more genres if I choose to and still be versatile, it was like, yeah, if we don't get this nigga now. And they would not let me go for nothing. That they, believe me, I tried. They were like, no, nigga, no, we'll beat your ass, no. Like,
oh,
did you know that, like, did you know that the new name of our label, QLN Entertainment, is because of actually me? I didn't suggest the name, but I suggested the change. I basically the change a lot to the point where I pissed them the fuck off, Quantro, like royally off, to the point where we had like a 6-hour conversation coming up with a new name and everything.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's because of me.
Damn, I did not know that.
Yeah. And like, because my goal was, okay, you want this shit to work? You have to be able to be marketable. You have to. How can you expect somebody to market Clown Records that, no, that make it seem like we're just a bunch of clowns, which we can be, but that's not all that we are, okay? All of us are our own individuals, okay? Quantrell, he is a producer. He's a graphic designer. He can do voice acting like a motherfucker. Oh, my God. He's a god at that shit, okay? And he runs shit, okay? But he's still his own individual. Jonathan, he goes by J.A. Styles. He is a rapper. He's a producer. He's in the United States Army. He can fuck through a bitch, and he still don't give a shit. He's still his own individual, okay? Then you got Q-Nasty R. He's a meticulous rapper who is skilled beyond, oh my God, who we just got out that we just realized he's a producer too, who his style is more jazzy, which I fucking love. And he's still his own individual, okay? Then we got Kenzie, who is like more laid back, more can freestyle on any beat you can give him. And like, even then, he has his own identity. Then you got me. I'm DJ Lone Wolf HD. I'm a very versatile DJ that has his own thing going on, that's doing his own thing, and yet has the time to help run QLN Entertainment and still be my own person. I still have my own identity. We cannot be marketed as we're all a bunch of clowns because no, we're all are not. We can act like that, but we're all not that. If we're going to be marketed as a label, we need to be marketed as a label.
Right.
So that's how it went from Clown Records to QLN Entertainment. And over time, people noticed that we took shit a lot more seriously. And it benefited us a fucking lot over time.
And I can most definitely tell. It seemed like, you know, there was a bit of struggle, though, in between, you know what I mean? But that's kind of, you know, expected when it comes to, you know, labels and artists and things like that, you know what I mean? Like, some things are happily going to change. You know, everything doesn't stay the same. You know, you always want that fresh idea, that fresh something, you know, that's going to, you know, draw that crowd in more and more and more, you know what I mean? So, I mean, being as, you know, a DJ, you know, you doing your thing, you doing what you do, like, tell me, how do you feel? And this is a question that, you know, I actually asked the last couple people that were on the show and, you know, all the guests and stuff, but, you know, how do you feel about new age hip-hop? Do you feel like it kind of lost its way of being called, you know, being able to be called, pretty much calling it art instead of, you know, just music? Or, you know, do you feel like it fell off somewhere, you know, after letting, like, the Young Thugs and the Future copycats and shit like that within the game?
Okay. All right. My answer is going to be about to be a lot different here, okay?
Hold on. Just one second as well. Also, I just want to say, it does show 802-582. You guys are on the line, so I just want to go ahead and say I see you guys there. I'm going to most definitely let you guys on real quick. But, yeah, my bad. I just have to go ahead and make that real quick PSA.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, you can most definitely go ahead and continue.
Oh, okay, my bad. All right, so I see not just hip-hop, I see music as an art, okay? Music has been something that has been ingrained in us human beings, beings, since we have existed. And with anything, with energy, which is what music is, it changes, okay? It changes over time. All right, we're not the same people that we were in the 1950s, 1960s, okay? We're damn sure not 1,000 years ago. So when we change, everything around us changed as well, okay? The style that is out, to me, it's something that it's more for people my age, like turning up and shit like that, which, to me, there's a time and a place for everything. There really truly is. Now, me personally, I don't fucking turn up 24/7, 365, drinking lean, hitting that molly, fucking your bitch. I might be fucking your bitch, but that's about it. But it just, don't get me wrong, that music, when the time and the place is good, is perfect, okay? When you're in the club, you want to turn up, perfect time for that music. I want to hear the most, I can't even say the fucking word. I want to hear the most fucked up song, the most trapping song ever. I want to hear y'all talking about who'd you kill last week. How many bitches you fuck, how much molly you hit, everything, okay? When I'm in the club, I want to hear that shit, okay? But when I'm trying to zone out, when I'm trying to focus on something, I'm not trying to hear Young Thug. I'm not trying to hear that shit. I'm trying to hear fucking Adele. I'm trying to hear Beyonce. I'm trying to hear Marshall. Come on now. there's a time and a place for everything. It just, with us teens, the way this world is now, it's much more difficult for us to get out there and actually make a name for ourselves and for us to actually have a life and not get trapped down by society's idea of how we should be. So we use what we got. And fortunately, what we have is rap music, which we tend to over the fuck use. I'm not saying I don't like it. No. When I'm in the mood to listen to that shit, I'll listen to that shit. But when I'm not, I don't. Okay? There's a time and a place for everything. There really is. It's just for us, considering that most of us are from the hood or we're dealing with some shit, we need to get the fuck out of our current situation. Use what we got. We are some resourceful people. And trap music, if used correctly, can get us out of that hood or get us deeply ingrained in the hood shit. However you do it, we use what we got. That's what we got, so we use it. That's how I see it as.
Yeah, I mean, most definitely. So, hey, that shit was, I mean, that's true, but that's plenty of shit at the same time, though. Because, I mean, at one point in time, you know, you want to hear, you know, that ratchet shit, that turn-up shit. You know, you want that liveliness in your life. You know what I mean? But it's like, after a while, you know, those copycats start to form, and it's just like, you know, you can barely call it music anymore because it's like everywhere you turn, you know, you turn on the radio, they're playing the same shit about 5, 6, 20 million times, and it's just like, what the fuck? Like, I just heard this song.
You got to think about it, okay? That kind of music is fucking profitable. It fucking is, okay? I'm not even going to fucking lie. I'm pretty sure fucking Kevin Gates, Young Thug, whoever the fuck else is out there doing that shit, they see fucking dollar sign when they do this shit, and I'm not even mad at them. You make your fucking money.
The music industry
see that shit, so that's what they use, okay? The music industry has changed from back in the day. It really has changed, so they use what they got. And unfortunately, what they use is sometimes can be sound like straight up fucking couch shit. But, yeah. Go ahead.
So I mean most definitely, but one second real quick, we want to go ahead and let these callers on real quick, because it seemed like they still got their hands up. So most definitely we're gonna go ahead and start with 802. You are live, 802.
Hi, it's Brad from Vermont. How you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good, hey. Pretty good.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and promote. I'm actually, for those who don't know, I'm actually a official manager for Fresh Kids Entertainment. It's a group/organization out here in Vermont that my artist actually started. And now that I manage him, I'm actually co-owner of the group as well. So we got like our own graphic designer. We got our own like, you know, a couple artists. And what I personally like about our group is, you know, we have that, we're one of those rare groups where we have all different types of people. What I mean by that is I live in Vermont. We also have a person from Brooklyn. We also have artists from like Somalia and, you know, the Congo and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's like, so
really?
You know, I think, yeah. So like
and
in our pictures.
One second real quick, Brad. I just got to make another PSA. It seems like we got more callers on the line. So 402 and 681, we most definitely see y'all. Stay on the line. Y'all most definitely be up next. 582, we most definitely still see you as well. You'll be up next as well. So my bad, Brian. You can go ahead and finish there.
All right, it's no problem. And, yeah, we got people from, like, you know, like I said, the Congo and stuff like that. And, you know, we think that that's personally good, you know, because if they, you know, share our new music, you know, with their, you know, back with their, you know, family members back in, like, the Congo and all that, you know, that's already, like, halfway across the world. We'll have, like, you know, people in Congo listening to our stuff. They might not be able to understand the words, but, you know, what I've noticed about a lot of people, because I have people from, like, you know, Hong Kong and stuff like that that message me and say, hey, I really like your stuff. I don't speak really good English, but they said that the beat lured them to the song. So I don't know if that helps anybody out there, but for anybody who wants to attract, like, you know, different kind of people in, like, different countries, you know, I was told by different people that if you make a catchy beat, they might be able to bop. They might dance to that. You know, they don't have to understand it. If they're, like, listening to it, who cares? You know what I'm saying? It's like, But it was, we actually had a video shoot yesterday too, my first one ever, for my new single Party Rock featuring King Tut. You can find that on SoundCloud. My SoundCloud is B-Dubs. You just type in B-D-U-B-S, and it's the first song there. I actually got burnt on one of the scenes. We had a bonfire, and we were rapping in the Ring of Fire, and the Ring of Fire came out to about 6 or 7 feet, and I actually got burnt, like, all down my arm and a couple spots on my face. So I was like, that's dedication right there. You know, not a lot of artists will get burned and stuff like that for a music video, you know, so.
Yeah,
sir, now that from what you said, you know, QLM, we try to be like that as well. Like, not exactly you, obviously, but we try to, like, have people from different walks of life, so that way we're all versatile, and yet we're still ourselves.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and see, the thing with me is and stuff is, you know, like, a lot of people from, like, on social media, you know, they love stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? That's just from, like, past experience that I've noticed. Like, you know, I took a picture and I said, you know, here at Fresh Kids Entertainment, it's not just local Vermont hip-hop. You know, this guy, you know, my homie OD is from the Congo. You know, my homie AA is from, I can't remember exactly where he said, but it's another part over in, like, Africa, like Somalia and stuff. And people, that thing immediately had, like, you know, 10 or, you know, because I'm from Vermont. You got King Tut, who was born and raised in Brooklyn, but he's actually from Philly, you know. And then you got OD. He was born and raised in, like I said, Congo, and AA is Somalia. And everybody's sitting there like, whoa, that is kind of cool, you know. And just to hang out with us, it's like, it's more like we're brothers, you know what I'm saying? Not like we're crew members.
Oh, yeah.
It's like we're brothers, you know what I'm saying? Because our connection is, it's just remarkable, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, most definitely, you know, I can agree with you there. You know what I mean? Most definitely, DJ can also agree with you there as well. You know, it is a good thing, you know what I mean, to have, you know, those different people from those, you know, different walks of life and stuff like that. You know, when it comes down to the music, you know, you're able to make, you know, that one beat or that one track or that one sound that's just so different, you know, that it has that crowd, you know, it grabs that attention and their interest. So trust me, you know, we can most definitely agree with you there, you know. And it, like you stated, it's more like a brotherhood more than anything, because when it comes down to it, it's the love of the music that everybody shares, you know what I mean? So, yeah, most definitely. So I mean, you know, we most definitely want to, I don't want to rush you off too fast or anything, you know, but I most definitely still want to make sure everybody get their, you know, their chance, you know, to speak with DJ Lone Wolf. Most definitely. So, I mean, you can let everybody know one more time where they can find your music and Facebook and everything like that as well.
All right, you can find my music on SoundCloud. Once again, it's B-Dubs, B-D-U-B-S. And I also recommend checking out the artist that I promote. His rap name is King Tut, but on SoundCloud, you can find him under Trigga Guns, T-R-I-G-G-A, and then underscore guns, but with a Z at the end. And my mixtape's currently dropping on, going to shoot for the 18th or the 20th. I actually had a graphic designer make me a sick cover. Mixtape's going to be called The Born Legacy. My last name is Born. And so I thought the legacy, you know what I'm saying? This, my legacy is officially born. And everybody who knows me knows I'm obsessed with the Predator from Aliens and Predator. I actually got the tattoo on my shoulder. So on the cover art and stuff, I actually have Predator rising out of the grave and stuff like that. And it's a pretty sick cover, you know what I'm saying? So definitely shoot out for that. And I did just want to end on this note. DJ Lone Wolf, I was listening to the conversation. I definitely agree with you. You know, I'm like old school hip hop all the way. Like, it's hard for me because a lot of my, you know, a lot of members in the crew that I'm part of, you know, Fresh Kids Entertainment, they listen to the new stuff. Like, I asked him, I was like, do you guys like DMX? They said, no, I about punched one of them. I said, how can you not like DMX? You know what I'm saying? When I grew up, DMX was like, and I literally,
the
like,
shit.
I was literally like about to, like, I'm like, dude, why am I even a part of this now? It's like, DMX, how can you not like DMX? And I said, I swear to God, if you tell me, I said, if you prefer Drake over DMX right now, I'm pushing you in this bonfire, dude. I'm dead serious. And he's like, Drake is like, I said, thing about Drake that I don't like is you got this artist that's sitting there saying, started from the bottom, now we're here. When he was 13 years old, he was in a hit TV show called Degrassi. You know what I'm saying? If that was an artist who actually went from, like, being homeless to, you know, now like living his dream because he busted his ass to get where he is. That song be a lot more, it's still a hit song, don't get me wrong, but it'd be a lot more better. You know what I'm saying? Because here's stuff like that is what I think gives hip hop a bad image. You know, you got artists that are sitting there like, look at Meek Mills, you know, sitting there saying, oh, if anybody has a problem with Rick Ross, I'm going to knock the shit out of him. You ever seen the video of him on Facebook punching a punching bag? You know damn well he can't fight. Meek Mills got into a fight, you'd have to push them closer together. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
And it's like that stuff's what killed hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean to ramble on, but hip hop for me is like, it's all old school. You know, like all I listen to is Tupac. You know, I listen to DMX is my all time favorite. Like, but if I could do any song, I would have. I honestly also think too. I personally really like Xzibit. I think Xzibit's not given a lot of credit. You know, I think him lyric wise, he's one of the lyric rappers that inspire me. You know, because DMX, Xzibit. You know, Slick Rick, Run DMC, all them old stuff. You know, that's what I listen to.
Okay, what about Slaughterhouse? Heard about them?
I listen to them. Yeah, I mean, I'm not really like I listen to a lot of like you know what I'm saying. I'll have like one or two hit songs, but like Naughty by Nature, I listen to all the time. You know, like I was walking around actually. I walked down to like the store to get myself, you know, a 40-ounce or something like that. And I'll be doing the song Jamboree.
Oh yeah. Yes.
I'll be sitting there down to the store, like singing on with headphones, like "Buddha, Buddha, Huda, better prices, Aluda, make a shells and a shooter, see a Luca with Duja," and all that stuff. And everybody's looking at me like, "What the hell is he talking about?" I'm like, "Naughty by Nature, you don't know." But yeah, definitely.
Man.
I just want to say this.
That's most definitely. One thing I want you to do, actually, make sure that you hit me up on Facebook at Avicii. That's AVICHI. I most definitely want to, you know, hopefully have you and your artist on, you know, within the next week or so. Right now we got a little major indie artist working, trying to get him on the show, man. We got it in wraps. We don't want to give it too fast, but most definitely we want to get you on the line here maybe next week or so, you know, if you got that time. We run the show every Sunday between 6 and 8 p.m., so most definitely, tune in every Sunday, man, every Sunday. You know, like I stated, I most definitely want to see if I can get you and your artist on, you know, most definitely help them out with a little buzz, because here at Fly Life Radio, we're all about the indie artists, you know what I mean, and that's what we're here for. You know, we don't even play, you know, major music, you know what I mean? It's all indie music. So if you want to, most definitely hit me up on Facebook at Avicii. Once again, that's AVICHI. And, you know, we can most definitely get in tune there as well. So other than that, you know, most definitely thanks so much for calling in. You know, most definitely stick around the show. You know, it's most definitely extended just a little bit longer as well. So most definitely stay on the line here. But we got to go into the next line, next number in line here, because it seems like, you know, we don't want to keep on waiting too long. It's two other people as well. So, you know, most definitely, like I said, stay on the line. You know, we're getting in contact real soon. Black Seer, let's most definitely go ahead and hop with the next caller. 681 681. You are
Hey, DJ Lynn Wolf and DJ Black Tear, how are you guys doing tonight?
I'm good. That's Ron DJ.
Oh, you're not both there?
Yeah, everybody pretty good. Everybody pretty good. Just to let you know, my name is DJ Avicii. This is Fly Life Radio. I run this show here most definitely. You know, if you got any type of music or anything, you know, you can go ahead and promote that or your Facebook page, Rep Your City, man. Do what you do.
Yeah, my bad. I just tuned in just a few minutes ago. But, yeah, I've been on the show a few times. I just want to promote. This is Mick Dredd. I'm from Omaha. You can hit me up on Facebook.
Just
go to, yeah. What's up, man? Yeah,
hey,
you can hit me up on Facebook,
God,
man. Yeah,
no,
it's me.
No
dude.
Problem at all. I mean, while we got you on here, do you have anything, you know, you want to ask DJ Lone Wolf, man?
Just shout out to him, dude. I was just hitting it up on the internet. I totally forgot that the show is even tonight because I'm working on this tattoo for a dude, and I seen DJ Lone Wolf. That's the first thing I saw, so I figured he was a DJ on here. That's my bad, but
I'm the DJ for QL Entertainment. You know that track you're working with right now? Yeah, I'm the DJ for them, and I call them that label.
No. I know that. I know that.
Hey.
But
still.
Yeah, man. First of all, shout out to Sean Wagner. He was on that QLN Entertainment track with me, the Outside Those Bars competition. Me and him actually just finished a song. Clown is in the process of mixing that right now.
Shit, okay, in the kitchen, in the lab, cooking some shit.
Absolutely. Out here in Omaha, we got D3 and Mark Patrick. They're out here making waves all day
Shout
long to go check him out. Shout out to D3. And over here, over in McDreadland, man, we got a mixtape in the cooking. We got an album in the cooking out for this summer, as well as original art commissions. I'm open for that. It's April. I got 10% off. If anybody needs some album art, man, you can hit me up right away, and I'll get on that.
All right.
Yeah, man, that's about it as far as all my shout-outs and promotion, man.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So, I mean, if you want to, most definitely, you can send all music, to jetlifeproductions@gmail.com. That's jetlifeproductions@gmail.com. Most definitely tune in every Sunday, man, between 6 and 8 p.m. We always rocking out today. Just a one-hour special for my boy, man. So, most definitely, thanks so much for, tuning in with us today, man.
Hell yeah, dude. Thanks for having me on, man.
No problem at all. So most definitely, let's go ahead and hop into the next number live here real quick. 402-402. We do see you. You are live, 402.
Hey, man, I think that's still me, actually, dude.
Okay. Seemed like he bunched everything up. So most definitely, 681, you are live.
681,
what?
Not
681,
65-9-8715.
Well, you're
on. Is he on?
681?
Is it you?
Yeah, I'm on.
Hey, take your phone off speaker. It's a little hard of hearing.
Oh, dang. Go look.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Shoot, just chilling, man. Shoot.
I mean, let everybody know, where they can find your music, your Facebook page.
Oh, y'all can find me on Facebook at Young Kiddo. You can find me on YouTube at Young Money Dollar, SoundCloud, True DJ. Instagram, Young Money Dollar.
All right. I'll definitely get your shit out after this show.
I'm not bad. Last week I know you hit me up. You said that you had something a little late or whatever. So, most definitely want to make sure that you got it good for now. So, we got DJ Longwolf here, rocking out with us. You got any type of questions for him?
Dude, you play, do you play any songs at the clubs? Like, if I send you my music, like, would you play that at any clubs?
You asking me or him?
I'm asking you.
Oh, me? Okay. I can if you want. It won't be at me, but I can.
All right.
Send me your music at djloafhd2015@gmail.com.
You got a Facebook account?
Samuel Zebo Townsend. Yes, I do. just look up my name. I'm the only one who got my name.
Just follow me at Young Kiddo. It's three Young Kiddos. YUNGKIDDO. It's three of them.
I think I did follow you on SoundCloud. I did listen to your music recently. I think I did.
True DJ?
DJ Lone Wolf HD.
Nah, it has to be True DJ.
Okay. Well, then I'll definitely look you up after this radio show then. But definitely, I'll definitely check out your music and let you some plays at our club, okay?
All right. For sure, man. Shoot. No problem.
100. Appreciate Kiddo, you know, flying through here and rocking out with us, man.
Oh,
everybody
know
one more time, you know, where they can find you at, bro.
You find me on SoundCloud at True DJ. You find me on YouTube at Young Money Dollar. Find me on Facebook at Young Kiddo. It's got three. It's three of them. It's YUNGKIDDO. Also, I got an upcoming album coming. Yeah,
right.
People are gonna be waiting on that. But this
and
time
also,
it's gonna
you,
be.
I believe you still run your radio show as well, right?
Oh yeah. This Wednesday, y'all tune in. This Wednesday, I'm gonna have my boy Sean Wagner. My boy Sean Wagner, he's gonna be on the show this Wednesday. So tune in and stick in and, you know, call in, promote, advertise. Y'all know the deal.
Okay, I definitely need to show because I'm gonna be on your show now as well.
Oh, for sure, man. Shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean,
yeah,
if you need his information, you know, you can write it down real quick. I most definitely got that, DJ Lone Wolf HD. So
you think
I can go ahead and shoot that to you with no problem, man.
You think you can inbox that to me?
Yeah, I can most definitely inbox that to you.
Okay. Most definitely.
100. So appreciate it one more time, Kiddo. Thanks for rocking out with us. You said coming through was important.
Oh, that 1992 track too.
Oh, you already know. Most definitely, y'all make sure that y'all check out that 1992 by my boy, you saying Young Money Dollar, also featuring his boy Gage Loke. So, I mean, that's just most definitely a hit as well. That will be in rotation as of next Sunday. You know, most definitely letting you guys know that.
Also, check out my new Trump diss song. It's just crazy bars, man. It's crazy bars. But that's going on an upcoming album, though. The album name is I Ride Too Further. Release date, it will release May 26th.
Okay.
Okay, 100. May 26th. Make sure y'all be on the lookout for that. And if you need, well, you know, you already know, go ahead and email me that track, and that's most definitely in rotation with no problem for you, bro.
Oh, for sure, man. Shoot, no problem.
100. So, most definitely, you know, to all new callers, you know, thank you so much for calling in. Continue to call in every Sunday between 6 and 8 p.m. Now, you always rocking out with your boy DJ Avicii and staying here at Fly Life Radio. We are the livest. We are the best of the best. Nigga, fuck DJ Khaled. We the best. You feel me? We the best. Shout out to my boy, you saying DJ Lone Wolf HD, coming straight from QLN Entertainment. Most definitely, shout out to
yes,
him
sir.
And all his success and what he's doing right now. Most definitely, I see 269 and 672 on the line. Seems like we got some new callers. So what I want to do, I want to go ahead and break this record real quick. This is actually your boy DJ Avicii. You saying, like I said, I was an artist before anything. So I want to go ahead and break this record real quick. You saying, while I have y'all, we're gonna go ahead and get into it real quick. It's called OV. Yo, once again, this is your boy DJ Avicii. This is OVO. We'll be right back with y'all, ladies and gentlemen. So one more time, 269 and 672. Hold on the line, man.
Xavier Jordan.
They said OVO's in trouble, so they told me bring the biggie. Notorious like Stephen when I'm coming with the itchy. Had to slow it up just like it's Houston for my city. Cause these niggas out here popping like the last city from Diddy. They said OVO's in trouble, so they told me bring the biggie. Notorious like Stephen when I'm coming with the itchy. Had to slow it up just like it's Houston for my city. Cause these niggas out here popping like the last city from Diddy. I heard Meek Mill's on the repeat, so I got a call from Jersey. He said he gon' need that chop work, so I'm Houston for my city. I guess that weight I'm a carry might just bring my prey from many. October's very own, I guess these boys ain't fucking with me. Meme, he ain't got the body. Damn. ARF already stated the hat. Niggas gon' lie in the bullpen. This guy had already vanquished the hat. Dirty spread up in the gutter. OVO already tainted the hat. These niggas, I know they hated that. OVO's in trouble, so they told me bring the biggie. Notorious like Stephen when I'm coming with the itch. Had to slow it up just like it's Houston for my city. Cause these niggas out here flopping like the last city from Diddy. They said OVO's in trouble, so they told me bring the biggie.
That story is like Houston when I'm coming with the itch. Had to slow it up just like it's Houston for my city. Cause these niggas out here popping like the last city from Diddy. Getting bodied by a preacher, nigga. Oh lord, nigga, oh lord. Concord with the top four. Now let you know I got them bodies. OVO, we got them bodies. Jeff, yeah, we got them bodies. Father, yeah, we got them bodies. Niggas say murder for hobbies. Other words, they want honest show. Rain dough like it's Rondo. Diddy bop up in a poncho. Miami weather like it's Carno. Promethazine on a high note. Lower searches with the days low. Lower searches with the days low. Nicky wanted like day go.
OVO's in trouble, so they told me bring the biggie. Notorious like Stephen when I'm coming with the itch. Had to slow it up just like it's Houston for my city. Cause these niggas out here popping like the last city from Diddy. They did OVO's in trouble, so they told me bring the biggie. Notorious like Stephen when I'm coming with the itch. Had to slow it up just like it's Houston for my city. Cause these niggas out here popping like the last city from Diddy.
So once again, ladies and gentlemen, that was your boy DJ Avicii. That's one of my new tracks that's about to drop really, really soon on my new EP. I ain't gonna let y'all know the title of it yet. You know what I mean? I want to make sure everything's most definitely in order, but it's coming soon, man. But that was OVO. It ain't out yet, so I went ahead and broke that record on the show, man. So most definitely,
right.
I'll let y'all know when that thing out, man. Most definitely, most definitely. How you feeling today, DJ Lone Wolf?
I'm feeling fucking fantastic. How about yourself?
My man, I'm feeling fucking fantastic as well, man. I'm breaking that record on my show and got one of the dopest fucking DJs that came from the slums, man. And you can't ask for no more, man.
Thank you.
So, most definitely, and shout out to Black Tear as well. He just told me he liked that song, man. So, shout out to him. And also, make sure y'all tune in with that man as well every Tuesday, 10 to 12 p.m., man. Same call-in number, man. Same call-in number. Make sure y'all rock out with him as well because he be doing his thing. And so he gave me the opportunity to do my thing. So, shout out to that man and all his success. Most definitely. He also be in a reality TV show as well to let y'all know it's called Real Men of Detroit. So if you want any type of information, because they will have auditions coming up real soon on the 26th of April, there is a $20 registration fee. So if you want any extra information, hit me up at Facebook, on Facebook at Avicii. One more time, that's A-V-I-C-H-I. Hit me up. I'm most definitely give you that information. You're saying everything you need. So we most definitely see that we got some callers on the line, 269-672-817-918. We see y'all, so we're going to go ahead and open the line up for y'all. Any questions y'all got for DJ Lone Wolf and all that good stuff, go ahead, shoot it out, promote yourself, man. So 269-269, you are live, 269.
Hey, yo, what's happening? It's Sir King. You can hear me clearly?
Yeah, we can hear you. How you feeling today, man?
Yes, I do.
What's popping with you, man? You know, I want to first go ahead and shout out to the guy that was playing that track. It sounded like he your co-host there with you or interviewing with him. That shit was banging, my nigga. 100. I'm feeling that.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. That's what I like to hear, man. You got any music or anything like that you want to go ahead and promote?
Oh, of course. You know, I was just going to say, man, you're speaking on my man Black Tear, so Blackout Radio, man. Make sure y'all tuning in, which is next Tuesday, the 19th of April. I'm bringing in my big homie LES from 730 Dipset, which is owned by Freaky Ziggy, you know. We're bringing him in for the interview. Also, we're going to play a couple of his tracks on there, and, you know, things going to go. So, you know, tune in for that.
All right.
Well, honey, so, I mean, we got DJ Lone Wolf here on the line, man. You got anything you want to ask him?
I mean, really, man, you know, I haven't been listening to the whole show and shit. I just peeped in because I just got the little tag from it, man. So I guess if I could, man, get you to, you know, let me know how we're going to get with you, man. You know, see what you got going on and, you know, how to get a hold of your movement. You dig?
Get hold of me on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, AudioMac, Bandcamp, Mixcloud, at DJ Lone HD. All together as one word, okay?
Right.
Any business, all my music, my podcast, everything at DJ Lone Wolf HD.
100. That's what it is. Well, another thing I just want to make sure I shout out to you boys, man, is, you know, like you stated just a minute ago here, April 26th, man. Make sure y'all come out to Detroit, you know what I'm saying? I got to also hold, you know, my man Black Tear out there, man, he invited me out to that thing as well. We coming out of Battle Creek, so that's quite a trip, but we definitely making it, you know what I mean?
100, 100, we'll be out there as well, representing Rockford, Illinois, man. I'm most definitely be on the show as well, man, so I'll see you out there.
Oh, most definitely. Looking forward
100.
To it. And let's
most
get, man.
Hey,
thanks so much
for tuning in with us and rocking out with us. Make sure that you tune in,
man. You already know what it is,
man. Every Sunday between 6 and 8, man.
No, you already know what it is, man. Definitely, 100. Man. Nothing but support for y'all, man. Just let me drop 100. One more on them, man, just to drop that on there, dog. Once again, my nigga, that's April 19th. We will have, you know, a former member of Dipset live on Blackout Radio with my man Black Tear, you know what I'm saying? So just want to get that out there once more. You know, if you got any questions you want to ask this man, you want to call him, how he get where he got, anything like that, you know, features you want to grab with this man, anything like that, man, you know, jam that shit in there, man.
Man, 100. So most definitely, we'll be rocking out with you real soon, man. So hopefully we're able to get to all the callers, but it seems like we may not be able to. So if we do miss you guys, then most definitely call in next week. You know, I'll make sure, you know, your guys' line in specific is most definitely the first ones up, man, because it seems like we actually got 3 more minutes left. So what I want to do, I really want to let the rest of you guys know, but like I said, what I want to do real quick, I'm going to just go ahead and throw the last of the show over to my boy, you saying DJ Lone Wolf. You can go ahead and let him know if you got any type of last words or motivational words for, you know, DJs coming up, you know, artists that's coming up in the game as well that's trying to get their name out there. So.
All right. Don't let no motherfucking bitch-ass cock-fucking idiot tell you that you can't do what you want to do with your life. If you have that passion in your heart and your soul to do what you love, then you fucking do that shit. Fuck that nigga that tell you can't do it. He can go suck a dick for all I fucking care. If you have that love for music that I do in your fucking soul, then you do that shit. I much more respect the man who went and tried and failed than the man who never tried at all. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm doing this shit homeless on my phone right now, and I'm still doing this shit. There's no fucking excuse. So if you want to do this shit, you go do that shit. However you do it, you go do that shit. If I can drop a fucking mixtape while fucking homeless on my phone, you can do it too. Just saying.
My man.
Wow, I'm fucking hungry.
So we have the 14 mark. Once again, we want to go ahead and wrap it up now. So all new callers, thank you so much for tuning in and supporting your boy. Make sure that you tune in every Sunday between 6 and 8 p.m. Rock out with your boy DJ Avicii at Fly Life Radio, man. We are the livest for all indie music. And one more time, shout out to my boy DJ Lone Wolf HD for coming through, rocking out with your boy today from straight from QLN Entertainment. So most definitely shout out to them as well. They doing big ups. You know, most definitely shout out to Black Tear as well. What I want to do, 817-918, you know what I'm going to do? We'll just go ahead and let you guys on. Like I said, I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my boy DJ Lone Wolf, and he most definitely, he's saying, going to handle y'all most definitely, man. And we actually going to have him back on the show in about 2 to 3 weeks. So most definitely, 817-817, you are live with DJ Lone Wolf and your boy DJ Avicii.
What's going on with it?
What's up?
Not much. This your nigga Lavish checking in. Original boss right. Nigga that ain't not playing with these folks. How you doing, DJ Lone Wolf? Say, my nigga, I salute all y'all niggas that still been in the game, staying in the game, and still thugging in this game because at the end of the day, niggas saw me.
Fuck. Respect, my nigga, respect.
Yeah, most definitely. So the last one that just got off the phone saying he homeless off his phone and all, said him I feel where he coming from because I'm out here doing the same thing. House, it don't nothing stop. Obviously, I can't sleep for shit because I done missed all day for nothing. Sleeping. We going to stop that in a minute. But as far as tell that nigga I feel him from his soul, I've been telling whole ass niggas, sleep, you can suck something, nigga. Run up and get something. I'm OG in this bitch and I'm going to stay that way. It's not triple OG because I'm not trying to hear it. Tell Black Tear I said I'll be seeing him in a minute. Show Network, we acting ass because guess what? It's for us, by us. Ain't nobody pimping shit no more, nigga. You can get the biz because guess what? We slanging paperwork. You know talking no more, nigga. I'm showing up. You gonna see me. And when I tell you see me, my nigga, be ready. Because at the end of the day, I'm fighting for y'all. I'm fighting for us.
Yes, sir.
I'm sick of my niggas walking around here in skinny pants. Nigga, that shit is tight. I'm sick of them degrading our kids. My nigga, my nigga gonna be a man. As far as I'm concerned, nigga, my bro, my female, my girl, my daughter is gonna be what that is, like her mama. Cause I'm not trying to hit it. You dig what I'm saying? Cause at the end of the day, we don't have to, we don't have to live like that, and we the breadwinners.
Yes,
everything touch goes, nigga, and they gonna understand this before it's ended. My album drops at the beginning of the summer. This is the one that most anticipated album for years. And when I tell you I'm not trying to hear it, Vicious, still sick with it, and it's still Miss Lavish. And you gonna respect everything I bring to the game, including my niggas. Lavish Empire checking the fuck in. You hear me? So when y'all get a chance and y'all see we moving this shit, come holler at us. When I tell you I got more famous people in my inbox, it's ridiculous. Because I didn't know these niggas was following me. But at the end of the day, I'm for real about this, and it's not a game. So what y'all do, most definitely, I hope you niggas come out and see you, bitch. Because at the end of the day, my nigga Lavish Empire, we gonna run some shit, and they gonna respect you got the bail. You on that bullshit, you gonna bail, my nigga.
You, Lavish. Hey,
please
Lavish.
Do. Say, my number is 81. You got my number.
I don't, but what's
if
your number?
You, whoever just called it out, 817-918-5009. That's my personal.
Okay.
And niggas know not to call my phone with that bullshit. So you good.
I will not
go
be
on
calling
her. Please
I
do, please do.
I will not be calling you with that bullshit. Don't worry about that.
Thank you. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about it because it's going out over the earth. I'm talking about the people out there that's trying to sabotage, trying to hate. I'm talking about them people. I ain't talking about you, baby. Call me whenever you get a chance. Because me and Da Vinci, Jay Da Vinci, my management name, Fat Man out of Vegas. When I tell you it's a fleet us and we not playing, holler at us, my nigga, because we on bread. Billions. Obviously, my highest is 2,950,000,000. What?
So most definitely, you know, we most definitely rocking out with you. Shout out to Miss Lavish over there. So make sure you tune in every Sunday between 6 and 8 p.m. You know, you always rocking out with your boy DJ Vici here. We most definitely do feel you from the grind and the slums, you know what I mean? So major shout out to all your success, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So most definitely thanks, you know, so much for stopping in. You know, we most definitely want to go ahead and get this last number off the line as well, because we actually extended the show just a little bit longer to make sure we got everybody. You know, we didn't want to leave anybody else. So most definitely thanks so much for the support and, you know, rocking out with me and DJ Lone Wolf HD.
Thank you.
All right. So most definitely last number in the line here, 918-918. You are live, 918.
You are live.
All right,
you're probably on mute, too.
All right, so I take it they probably jumped off the line there, so most definitely. So let's go ahead and wrap it up from here, DJ Lone Wolf. Most definitely, one more time, man. Shout out to you and everything you've been doing. Shout out to QLN Entertainment, you know, Sam, for, you know, coming through and letting you interview with us today, man. That's most definitely some awesome ass shit there. So I mean, if you any last words you want to go ahead and let them know, motivational words, anything like that.
All right, this is for everybody who's going to do what they do. Okay, I have been through a lot of shit in my life up until I can't do this shit, okay? I am doing this shit fucking homeless. I'm doing this shit on my phone. Struggling, my nigga, okay? You can do this shit too, all right? Don't be those fake rappers that be rapping to get the money to go back home and rent their fucking cars and act like they're all hood and shit. In reality, they're fucking not. Be you when you do this shit, okay? Be fucking you. Okay, actually be you. You know what I mean? Be you. But still, okay? Be true to yourself. Be true to your music. Be true to your day ones that actually is there for you. Not those punk-ass, bitch-ass niggas that tell you, oh, they're cool with you, then they fucking screw you over later on down the line. Okay? You can find me at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, AudioMag, Bandcamp, MixCloud, at DJ Lone Wolf HD, all together as one word, DJ Lone Wolf HD. Okay, you can find QLN Entertainment at Facebook, Twitter, what else? SoundCloud, AudioMac, and Bandcamp. QLN ENT. Okay, we got our artist Trinity R project coming out very soon. Okay, we have a lot more in store that we ain't gonna reveal just yet, just fucking yet. But we got some shit coming, don't get me wrong. We got some new tracks coming out very soon. We're also got some working with Pack Up Entertainment. We're actually on their upcoming mixtape that's dropping on May 1st. I'm actually going to be scratching on that mixtape. Thank you very much. we got shit lined up, ready to go. All right. Stay true to yourself. Don't let nobody tell you different. That's all I got to say.
100. So that's most definitely some strong-ass motivational words coming from my boy DJ Lone Wolf HD. So one more time, man, appreciate you stopping through the show, rocking out with your boy DJ Avicii here, man, at Fly Life Radio. We do appreciate that, man.
No problem, man. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. No problem at all. So one more time, shout out to everybody, all the new callers, all the repeated callers, all the listeners, everybody that called in and most definitely spoke, you know, on pretty much the topic, you know, most definitely spoke with DJ Lone Wolf as well. So once again, thank you for everybody for all the support. Shout out to my boy Black Tear. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up from here. This is your boy DJ Avicii and DJ Lone Wolf HD, and we wrapping this up with Fly Life Radio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You have a bomb-ass day.
Blessed be. Have a beautiful day.